This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your professor is Father Michael D. Guinan. Father Guinan received his PhD from Catholic University of America. He is a Franciscan priest and a professor of Old Testament, Semitic languages, and biblical spirituality at the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley, California. He has published 10 books, several pamphlets, and many articles in publications such as the New Jerome Biblical Commentary, the Collegeville Bible Commentary, and the Message of Biblical Spirituality series. He has taught the Old Testament, Hebrew and Aramaic languages, and biblical spirituality at St. Bonaventure University, St. Patrick's Seminary, and the Franciscan Seminary in Manila.
Many times I've met people who've told me, you know, I've never read the Bible, I've been interested to read it. So I went out and bought one and sat down and started reading it. Well, you open your Bible. The first book you come to is the book of Genesis. It's a fairly easy read. It's very familiar. A lot of the stories are well known to us. The same people who begin eagerly with Genesis usually bogged down later along the line, how many actually finish reading the Bible. So the upshot is probably that in some ways the book of Genesis in the Old Testament may well be the most frequently read part of the Old Testament. Certainly its stories, very familiar and well-known through art, for example, through the years, are very popular. The name Genesis comes from the Greek, and it means beginnings. Around the year 250 BC, the Jewish community in Alexandria, Egypt, Greek-speaking, began translating their sacred writings into Greek, beginning with the most sacred part, the Pentateuch or the Torah. And they put little capsule summaries as titles on the books. So in the Pentateuch, we have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. All these come from the Greek term, sort of offering little summaries of what the books deal with. So that indicates right away that the book of Genesis is part of a larger whole. It's chapter one, as it were, to the whole Pentateuch, mean Greek for five scrolls, roughly. Or in Hebrew, it's called the Torah of Moses, which is one continuous story. In the Greek tradition, this was divided into five parts, five booklets, if you want to call it that, Pentateuchos. But in fact, it is one story which reads sort of straight through. Genesis gives us the opening of the story, and it sets the story of Israel and Israel's experience with God in a cosmic context. Genesis is not only the first book that many people read when they begin to approach the Bible, and the Old Testament particularly, but that's often the case as well among scholars, that when new methodologies, new ways of studying the scriptures, methodologies are basically ways of asking questions to learn things from the scriptures here, or any writing for that matter, as new methodologies developed, very often they begin with Genesis and then maybe continue on through. So Genesis is sort of a working field for new methodologies, new questions in the study of scripture to sort of get tested on. So for example,
sample complete. Ready to continue?